EITMonline.com.
Jessica.
Hey, Annette.
Hey, are Europeans all Europeans into trannies?
No, apparently just Dan.
Oh, really? So that you don't know that to be so if you were to go, by the way, I should set up. Jessica is our friend that used to be a dude who is now who's had the whole surgery, the whole deal, and is now a woman.
That's right.
So if you went to Italy, you don't think the guys would be all over you?
I think I'd have a pretty good chance. I've had a number of, let's just say, a number of guys showing interest here.
Oh, really? But showing interest from the, we think you're an attractive woman, we'd like to get with you, or showing an attraction from the, hey, we know that you're a transgender, that's why we'd like to get with you?
More the former, actually.
Oh, really? Good, good, good.
Yeah, no, I actually started dating a very much straight guy about 10 months ago. He had no idea when he first met me, and
So you're dating a guy for how long? Almost a year now?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
by the way, when was the surgery?
The surgery was February 8th of last year, so just had my first rebirth day on.
I'm sorry. We're calling it a rebirth day?
Yeah, that's the kind of name that I've...
Oh, yeah, that's a little gay.
Do you celebrate it?
Yeah, you know, it was a big turning point in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, going forward from here, my life has...
Wait, so you mean to tell me it was... How long ago then did we see your new vagina?
The surgery was actually on the 8th, right?
Yeah, the surgery was on the 8th, and then I came into the studio about 2 months later.
Wow. So pretty quickly after meeting us, you started dating this guy.
I met him a couple of weeks before that, actually. But at that point, he had no idea.
He had no clue that you had ever been a man?
No, not at all.
Okay, so where did could you tell me like where in what kind of setting did you two meet?
It was kind of like a meet and greet for like just common interests, and we, you know, it was in a local pub, and you know, we went there a couple of times and kind of saw each other, and I think it was about the second or the third time that that I saw him, we got chatting, and you know, the second time we really got to know each other a lot more, and
so that's when it got physical.
Well, it was not too long after that.
Is this the first guy you've been with sexually since getting the new thing?
No.
Ooh, you
Nitro doesn't roll that way.
Dirty, dirty little slut. Yeah. Hey, what is the, how did you tell him?
We were about to part ways. I think it was the second or third time that we'd talked, and we'd had a really good conversation that night. And so he, you know, he asked me for my contact details, and of course, a number of the people in the group, you know, knew about me. And
right.
So I had just assumed that he actually knew.
Why would you say that, though? Why would you say that you assumed he knew?
Well, kind of for the same reason that you know, you always mention, oh, you know, like when I went for my surgery, you know, everybody
can tell,
like,
you can tell
about me and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, I will not make that assumption again. So basically I just gave him the card that I generally give out at conferences and such. You know, basically says Jessica McKinnon, transsexual gender advocate, speaker, and educator.
Wow.
You know, apparently first thing he thought was, oh, that's pretty admirable that she represents that group of people.
So, did you have to chase him down the street or anything? Going like, dude, really, come back.
No. He.
So yeah, wait, are you saying that he actually quite get it at first when he said, "Oh, it's admirable that you represent that group"?
Well, that's apparently what he was thinking, and yeah. he took the card home and thought about it some more and went to my website and read my story and obviously things were dead clear at that point. And apparently over the next week or so, he had a bit of a roller coaster kind of thinking about it and just ultimately decided that he just likes me too much to let that be an issue.
Hey, can I ask you this? Is he bisexual? Has he ever been with a guy before?
No, never.
Stop it.
No, seriously, he is so 100% straight. It's, yeah.
Wow. You know what? Because I'm always the one that said, if I didn't know and I started dating a chick, I would be fine with it. There's something that's a little weird to me right now. I'm just being honest with you, Jessica.
Yeah, well, it really was wonderful to meet him like that, and to not have my past be the basis for this relationship. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Did you find him at all being, when it started to turn sexual, did you find him at all to start being hesitant?
Well, I had asked him to be, to be careful and to just, be gentle on everything, but,
Hey, careful. Hey, this car is new. Don't just go jumping on the seats.
Oh, yeah, right. He was very mindful of that and, obviously realized that, I'm still recovering, still healing. I mean, most of it was healed at that point. I was still, having to, I think at that point I was still dilating like 3 times a day at that point. It was still, a little uncomfortable.
For example, though, like you said, you were still dilating at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Did he did that become like a shared activity? You know what? Never mind. I don't even. Why would I ask? Never mind. I'm just being repulsive. Hey, so you think you'll marry this dude?
I don't know about marry in the more traditional sense. He's going through a divorce right now. I've been through a divorce. So we both have somewhat tainted views on the.
Have you guys talked like long-term plans though?
I think that's. It would probably be going in that direction, I think, at this point.
Hey, have you met his ex-wife?
Yes, I have. Actually, we get on, get along pretty well.
BS. Does she know?
Considering the situation.
Does she know?
Yes, she does. In fact, the first time that I met her, we were actually meeting her for lunch to tell her and to figure out how would be the best way to discuss the situation with the kids. This was one of those things. It's like, Jessica goes to conferences and, she's, got her website out there. It's just a matter of time before they find out, and we'd, rather have them find out, rather have them find out through me than to be listening to Best of Elliot one morning and
Hey, that sounds like stepmom.
I know that voice.
Hey, how old are they?
11 and 14.
11 and 14? Are they ready for that?
They took it actually extremely well. You know, we had set up this meeting actually a week after I met
the guy.
Met the ex-wife.
Oh, right.
I agreed to meet in a local park, and we went for a walk, went for ice cream, and we went to sit down in a quiet corner of the park, and they knew that we were there to talk about something important, and that I wanted to tell them something important to me, and it was important that they know.
Right.
And so I told them. And
I'm so sorry. I made you cry by bringing
was
that
not
up.
Expecting the reaction that I got at all.
Okay, well, let me guess. Was it A, 14 says to 11, see, yeah. I told you, or they both started screaming?
No, you see, those are the kinds of
you know what?
This
is what I refuse to. You make it sound like there is nobody in the world that hears the news and goes, oh my God.
Oh no, there are. there are a lot of people that react as like, what? Yeah, you.
You're gonna tell me that both of these kids were completely cool and were like, yeah, whatever, man.
Actually, almost word for word.
Get the F out!
It blew us all away. I mean, we there was the ex-wife sitting on the ground, and their dad was sitting on the bench, and the two kids were between dad and myself. And the older one just kind of gave me a hug, and the younger one came over and gave me a hug and said,
that's all right, dude. Don't worry about it.
Thanks. No, thanks so much for telling us that story. It's such a wonderful story.
Cuba.
It was adorable. It was so wonderful. I love you guys if you're listening.
Hey, all right, a couple of things. Number one, this Jessica, this isn't for you. This is for the people in the room. Diane.
Hmm?
You and Scott divorce, and you have Marley, and you start dating a man that used to be a woman,
right.
And we know that they use the forearm for the reconstruction. Thank you, Miss McKinnon. Are you telling?
I mean, she's so young. I mean, it's different because she's much younger.
She's 8. She's 10. Whatever.
She's much younger.
Don't you?
I don't know. I probably wouldn't. I'd maybe wait a few years. You know.
If at any point, even as an adult, Pearl grabs you and goes, hey, let me tell you something. Frank grabs you and says, let me tell you something about Pearl. Pearl used to be Pete.
I would have a heart attack.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I can. You can look at it from both sides and saying that, well, you kind of want it out there from the get-go.
Yeah, but still,
at the same time,
there's
variables as far as age and how emotionally ready they are to handle it.
Tyler, you got to tell your kid that Lindsay used to be Louie.
Yeah. I would want to tell them just because I would worry about them finding out on their own.
Right.
However, if I decide not to tell them and they did find out on their own,
deny it.
I'd be like, what? No way.
Hey, that's news to Daddy.
That's crazy. I better stop dating her. That would be my reaction.
Hey, have any of this dude's buddies been weird about it?
I'm sorry, didn't quite follow.
Have any, like, this guy,
your boyfriend's friends?
Yeah, like, I'm sure he's got friends, and you know, have any of them been weird about it?
Sure, it doesn't roll that way.
Well, actually,
no, because here in Candyland, here in transgender Candyland, everyone's happy.
Well, those that know, which are not many, are completely cool with me, and everybody treats me as the woman that I am, and everybody's met me as Jessica,
right?
Pretty much the way that you met me as Jessica. So that's the first image. The they might go to my website at some point and once they're brave enough,
right?
And take a look at the old pictures and like, huh? I look at the old pictures and go, huh?
Hey, is there any point though where you could look at a picture of yourself now and go, you know what? Boy, there's something. You know what I mean? And I don't mean that in a bad way, Jessica. You understand what I'm saying. But, like, is there, like, and maybe it's because we know, where I'll look at a picture of you and go, yeah, you know what? Maybe. Or, yeah, something doesn't look right. Like, do you look at old pictures of yourself, or do you look at a picture of yourself now and go, you know what? I'd be able to tell that could have been a dude.
Myself now, no, not really. I can be a little critical of myself at times, but, you know, just like everybody else, I have the occasional bad, I have a bad hair day or whatever. And
Diane, when you have a bad hair day, do you go, God damn it, I look like a man again?
sometimes I'll go for weeks without even crossing my mind. My life has just changed so dramatically. You know, I met my boyfriend, and it's just been so wonderful to just live the kind of life that I could barely even dream of.
Sure.
The kids are just, they've just added such a wonderful side to my life as well.
Why does it weird me out? And I feel horrible saying that, but why does that weird me out?
I don't know, because maybe you're not dating me.
Oh, I'd like to be, though. No, but you understand what I mean, and I don't mean that to be an a-hole, but there's something about that weirds me out.
Why? I've actually been very, very surprised at the number of people that I've met, you know, who it really doesn't matter.
Right.
I meet the occasional person where it's like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But very, very seldom are those people that I say meet in person first. People that I meet in person are generally completely cool with it.
Right. Yeah, I can see that.
Some people that, I'll get like this random Skype message, and from somebody because they see me in the list that I'm online, and because I'm female and in the DC metro area and I happen to be within 100 miles of them, that, oh, she must want to talk to me.
Right.
So I'll get these odd messages, and they'll hit my website, and it's like, oh, yeah.
Hey, Flam, for $1,000, would you? Flam, $1,000. All right, well, listen, Jess, I got to go.
Okay, I know you guys are running a little late this morning.
Yeah, we are, yeah. And then Phil Kogan's going to be on with us here momentarily. You watch The Amazing Race, don't you?
Actually, no.
Well, that's right. You know what? Phil doesn't like transgender, so that's okay. All right. Well, listen. No, I do have to go. But
happy anniversary.
Oh, no, not anniversary.
Rebirth.
Diane, rebirth day.
Thank you, guys. It's been great.
Hey, you know what? Maybe for our anniversary of having seen it, maybe you come back in and show it to us again.
Yeah. You'll be quite amazed, actually. Yeah, if you want me to, I'll be more than happy to come back in.
Oh, you know,
it doesn't roll that way.
Maybe we'll do that. All right, listen, I got to jump. Hey, Jessica, very nice to talk to you. I appreciate it.
Likewise.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I'm totally fine with it. It's so awkward. I'm so horny.